You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. Ako po si Romel, and I'm one of the pastors here at Victory Metro East. No? And I would just like to greet everyone a very, very happy and blessed New Year to all of you. Tatlong araw na lang po, okay, at bagong taon na, no? 2021 na po. 2020 is about to close, at akalain mo yun, ano? We are still here. You are still here. We are still alive. Yes, probably we may be struggling, we may be facing some challenges and difficulties, but we are still here. We have survived, and some of us have even thrived in 2020, no? And I would really like to take this time to really appreciate all of you for staying the course and really just growing in the grace and growing in your faith, no? And if there's anything that this pandemic has taught us, it taught us what is really important, what really matters in our lives. No, we were stripped into a bare minimum. Okay, the world had stopped, but yet one thing that had sustained us here and is continued to sustaining us is that our faith in God. No, and I would really like to really appreciate you for continually pursuing God in your life. At the same time, isa rin po na appreciate natin is yung ating mga pamilya. No, I mean, could you imagine? You were stuck in your home for magta 10 months na po, no? And yet, napakahirap po yun kung hindi mo kasundo asawa mo, mga anak mo. And really just the grace of God to be able to be together, spend time together, build memories together. At ito po, no, natutunan natin that really family does matter, no? Ang pamilya po natin ay napaka-importante. And at the same time, ang isa sa mga realization ko rin, no, it really pays off. It is just a blessing to be part of a church community, no? Isa po yan sa mga napakaganda ngayon, ano? Just being able to pray with one another, being able to stand with one another, and just support one another. And again, in behalf of our leadership team in Victory Metro East, we would like to thank all of you, particularly all of our Victory Group leaders and interns, every volunteers, members of our church, thank you for your undying passion to honor God and to make disciples. Thank you for your partnership in praying and in supporting all the things that we do. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your heart to disciple and preach the gospel to the lost people. Again, it's just really an honor and a privilege to walk and to serve with you. And I would just like really to also give a shout out, okay, to all our campus missionaries. No, hindi man po sila makapunta sa mga eskwelahan. They have really given their time and their effort to continually reach out to the students even online. And so, hats off po sa lahat ng ating mga campus missionaries, to every pastors, of course, and to all our super admins, no? Yung mga admin po natin, I mean, hindi naman po talaga tayo nag-online dati. I mean, this really, we were trying to explore this, but ito, napilitan po tayo, and yet, really, just by the grace of God, we are able to at least be present online, continually broadcasting and preaching the gospel, okay, wherever it is possible. Again, maraming salamat to all of you. Indeed, as a church, we are better together. Alam niyo po, sinimulan po natin yung taon na to, na 2020, with really so much anticipation, so much expectation, so much faith for greater things, okay, that God has in store for us personally and as a nation. But, no, ang dami po talagang nangyari, no, sa simula pa lang ng taon, Taal volcano erupted, I mean, ash fall until here in Metro Manila, I mean, lots of weddings were canceled, some of our churches in Batangas closed, and then COVID-19, no, by March, everything was shut down. Life stood still as we know it. Everything came to a pause. Everyone is in their homes except for the essential personnel, the military, the government units, the medical frontliners. Classes were suspended. Churches, we cannot meet together. I mean, there was a community quarantine for just 1 month at the beginning. Yet, up until today, we are in community quarantine. And of course, no, ang isa sa mga masakit po niyan, we have loved ones who have died. And yet, we can even go and attend their funerals and their burials. Not only that, out of the long community quarantine came the economic crisis. Businesses were affected. They were closed, work reduction, people losing their jobs, source of income, savings, early retirement programs, work from home. Yes, it's maganda siyang opportunity, yet it also brings a whole lot of challenges. I mean, a whole lot of students just staying at home cannot even go out. I mean, just some mental health concerns and everything that comes with it. And then, of course, we were slowly going back and just jump-starting our lives, our economy, and then just last month, di ba, parang 5 typhoons have hit our country, particularly the typhoon Ulysses, no? I mean, flooding and devastation. I mean, this was like Ondoy again in the midst of pandemic, in the midst of an economic crisis. And this is indeed a very difficult year for all of us. And in the midst of all of this, it is very easy to lose hope, just yield to discouragement and hopelessness. I mean, this could also would cause us to ask a whole lot of questions. Kailan ba ito matatapos? Is God punishing us? Can He not see the misery of His people? And yet today, we're going to look at the book of Lamentations. Okay, a very, very familiar passage, okay, that would help us, I believe, to deal with our current reality and what we can look forward for 2021. We will be reading Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23. And it says here, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, life may have been really very, very difficult and challenging for 2020, yet we are still here. Lord, thank you for your sustaining grace. Lord, thank you for your steadfast love. Lord, thank you for your mercies that are new every morning that keeps on sustaining us. Lord, we believe not only this 2020, but also in the coming year of 2021. Lord, would you speak to us through your word today? Lord God, would you ignite that faith and that hope, Lord God, that comes from you and your character? In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Again, Lamentation, this book was written by Prophet Jeremiah, and basically it recounts the fall of Jerusalem. The temple was destroyed, people were put into exiles, into captivity to Babylon, and the whole city of Jerusalem was burned, no? It was burned to the ground. And then the Babylonians came for the first time and took away the cream of the crop, no? Yan sila Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and brought them to Babylon to be indoctrinated. And then the Babylonians came for the second time and installed a puppet king who later rebelled against, okay, Nebuchadnezzar, that led to the fall of Jerusalem. All these years, Jeremiah kept on telling people that they need to submit to Babylon because this is the result of their rebellion against God, no? And so, but the people kept on doing their own thing, okay, and held on to the belief that God will never abandon them because His temple was in Jerusalem. But the day finally came. Jeremiah was forced to go to Egypt before the Babylonians came and basically destroy and wipe out the city, including the temple. And this was a very horrible situation they were in. And here are some words that Jeremiah used to describe their situation. In Lamentations 3, 1 and 2 says, "I am a man who has seen affliction under the rod of his wrath, darkness without any light." And so, dinidescribe niya kung ano yung nangyayari sa buhay nila, sa kanilang bansa. At ito yung mga words na ginamit niya, no? I mean, Lamentations 3, 4 to 7, "He has made my flesh and my skin waste away. He has broken my bones. He has besieged and enveloped me with bitterness and tribulation." Grabe po yung nangyayari sa kanila. I mean, again, "dwell in darkness. We were like dead of long ago. He has walled me about so that I cannot escape." Okay, and "He has made my chains heavy." Verses 13 to 15 says, "He had drove into my kidneys the arrow of His quiver," and so much pain there. "I have become the laughingstock of all peoples, the object of their taunts. He has filled me with bitterness." Such was the situation that they were in during that particular time. And this is just chapter 3. Kapag titingnan po natin yung chapter 1 and 2 and then 4 and 5, makikita po talaga natin. I mean, the misery that they were in. Kaya nga po tinawag na Book of Lamentation. Jeremiah was just lamenting because of the condition of their nation. And makikita po natin yung parang pinakasama rin ito, no, in verses 17 to 18. "My soul is bereft of peace, devoid of peace, lacking of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. And so I say, my endurance has perished. There's no more strength to move on, to go on. So has my hope. Not only my endurance has perished, so has my hope from the Lord. So ito po yung kanilang sitwasyon at that particular time. No peace, no happiness, no endurance, no hope. I mean, what a difficult place to be in. And this was their scenario at the time. And probably, kapag titignan po natin yung scenario, it might probably be a bit close to what we are going through today and what we are feeling as a nation. And probably you're feeling this happening in your own family. I mean, where is peace? Where is happiness here? I mean, Christmas. I mean, endurance. Can we move on? Could we sustain on moving on to 2021? I mean, is there hope? What is in store for us for 2021? But in the midst of all of this, I mean, right there in the middle of Lamentation 3 verses 21 to 22, ito pong sabi ni Jeremiah, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. But this I call to mind. No? Kapag tinignan po natin yung original word yan, pag sinabi niyang, but this I, yung I na yan, sinasabi niyan, I keep on decisively, intentionally, carefully following through. I am convinced. And I am committed to recall. I have recalled it in the past. I am recalling it today. I'm going to recall it in the future. Nothing will stop me to recall this thing. And therefore, again, I keep on decisively, intentionally, carefully following through, convinced and committed that I would hope. I will have hope. I have hope yesterday. I have hope in the past. I will keep on hoping today. And I will keep on hoping tomorrow and in the future. And so what Jeremiah is telling us here, that in the midst of having no peace, in the midst of having no hope, no more endurance, no more strength, he is making a decision, a daily decision, a choice that he has to make daily, that no matter what is in front of us, that no matter how difficult our situation is, I mean, this is not toxic positivity. I mean, we are not invalidating what is going on around us. When Jeremiah wrote this book, it did not change his current reality. He was still in Egypt against his will. Jerusalem was still burned down and the temple still destroyed. People were still in captivity in Babylon. But despite of all of this, Jeremiah said, the way to overcome is not to deny what is happening around him. It is not overthinking the situation either, but rather to decisively, intentionally, and following through the recalling and keep on recalling something in order for us to have hope, to be committed, to be fully convinced, to take a hold of it. Okay? At wag tayo daw bibitaw. Okay? Just to keep on recalling and remembering this thing. And what was Jeremiah keep on? And repeatedly recalling and remembering, what was he continually hoping on, nonstop, being fully convinced of it? Ito po yung verses 22 to 23. Wag daw natin itong bibitawan. Wag daw po natin itong kakalimutan. No matter what's happening around us, there may be a whole lot of things that is happening. But here's what Jeremiah said. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Ito po yung sinasabi ni Jeremiah. Para po manumbalik ang pag-asa niya. Okay, kapag naaalala niyo yung mga bagay na to, yung pag-ibig at awa ng Diyos ay walang katapusan, nagkakaroon daw po siya ng pag-asa. Jeremiah recalled the steadfast love of the Lord, the mercies of God, and it gave him hope. The steadfast love of the Lord and His mercies were described with the word never. The love of the Lord never ceases. Never. The mercies of God never come to an end. Never. We may be experiencing some difficulties, some trials, some troubles. The future might be bleak, but guess what? The steadfast love of the Lord never, ever ceases. The mercies of God never, ever come to an end. That no matter what's going on around us, no matter how difficult and dark the situation may be, we can count on the love and the mercies of God. They would never run out. they would never end. In fact, they are new every morning. Hindi po to parang load sa mga internet wifi natin. O kaya load natin sa telepono. Di ba? Kailangan nagbabago lagi, kailangan lagi mag-load. Ito po, automatic. Every morning, they are new. There is always a fresh love and fresh mercies for all of us every single day. Meaning, each day is an opportunity to experience God's love and mercy. Today is an opportunity. Tomorrow is another opportunity. Another tomorrow would come, and it is another opportunity for us to experience God's love and God's mercies. Every time you wake up, you might not be feeling well, you might not be excited for the day, but every time you wake up, it is an opportunity to experience God's love and God's mercies. Kung meron po bang mga bagay na kapagpapabangon sa atin para lumaban sa mga pagsubok ng buhay, ito po yon. Ang pagmamahal at awa ng Diyos sa atin. Amen? And then Jeremiah cut it off by saying, "Great is your faithfulness." Great is your faithfulness. In the midst of their cities being burned down, temple being destroyed, they were in exile. Ang sinabi po ni Jeremiah, "Great is your faithfulness." Dakila ang katapatan ng Panginoon. Dakila. The faithfulness of God is great. It is not small. It is not little. It is not limited. It is great. There is always enough and sufficient faithfulness of God for every single one of us. It is not low. It is not moderate. It is not insignificant. Great is His faithfulness for all of us. And so what gave Jeremiah hope in the midst of what he was experiencing? Jeremiah recalled God's love that never ceases, God's mercies that never come to an end, and God's faithfulness that is great. And so what we can learn about God is that no matter what's going on, God still loves us. God's still merciful to us. God's still faithful to us. Amen? Yes, this 2020 has been very challenging to say the least, but God remains faithful. God remains faithful to us. And would you recall the faithfulness of God in your life today? The mercies of God. The steadfast love of God for you. You know, I remember last year po, no? We were, in a sense, forced to leave our, kung yung titiran po namin dati, no? Kasi kailangan pong i-renovate and all, and so they have to dig, and it would take a month, no? And so, I mean, magiging maalikabok kasi magre-repiping po yung bahay, and so tatamaan, tagusan yung bahay po namin, ano? And so, napakaalikabok. And we were forced to look for a new house. Okay, and really, by the mercy and the favor of God, we were able to find a house in Marikina, no? Very hesitant po ako na lumipat ng bahay kasi nilalakad ko lang po yung bahay namin. Okay, papunta rito sa opisina, napakalapit lang, ano? So wala akong problema sa traffic and all, and then I will have to move to Marikina. But then, with hesitation and all, we were able to find a house, and guess what? That house has a big yard. Ang laki po nung yard, ano? And then pandemic came. And we were in quarantine. Our children, of course, were with us. But you know what? At the hindsight, looking at what happened in the past. Yes, I was hesitant to move. I was so comfortable. Okay, kasi napakalapit ang ng bahay ko sa opisina. But you know what? One thing I realized, it was the provision of God. It was the goodness of God. I was not appreciative of it at the beginning, but then looking now, okay, nung nagkaroon ng community quarantine, ang hindi tayo makalabas, yung mga bata hindi pwedeng lumabas, but at least they could play in our yard. They could run. Pwede silang maglupa, no? Nakakita sila ng maraming ibon, ng maraming caterpillar, ng maraming kung ano-anong mga insekto doon, ano? And really just being able to have that opportunity and a breather, I mean, just to be able to rest under a mango tree and maraming mga puno. I mean, and we don't have that in Pasig. And so, grabe lang talaga yung pasasalamat namin sa Lord. And what is that? The faithfulness of God. Hindi pa namin nakikita yung pangangailangan namin, pero nakita na ni Lord at sinolusyonan na niya yung kailangan namin. Why? Because God is faithful. We have one of our pastors, one of our friends, no? And they have been believing God for a baby for 9 whole years. Grabe, 9 na taon po to, no? Na sila ay nag-antay, and finally, November, this pandemic, nagkaroon po sila ng baby, pinanganak ngayon pang pandemic yung kanilang anak. And really, just the faithfulness and the goodness of God. Why? Because God is faithful. Great is His faithfulness. And then in verse 24, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will have hope in Him. Kaya nga po, no, ito yung sinasabi ko sa aking sarili. Okay, ang Panginoon ang lahat para sa akin. Kaya sa Kanya ako nagtitiwala. Ito po yung sinasabi ni Jeremiah, no? Sinasabi rin po niya sa kanyang sarili, okay, and he just keeps on repeating it probably to himself. Ang Panginoon ang lahat para sa akin, kaya sa Kanya ako nagtitiwala. My soul says, the Lord is my portion. Ang Panginoon ang lahat para sa akin. The Lord is my everything. Ito po yung sinasabi ni Jeremiah, the Lord is his portion. Okay, not his job or his position, not his possession, not his ministry. Probably not, of course, not his salary. That's not it. The Lord is my portion. Our portion, and sometimes what we only have, is God. And this was very true for Jeremiah. I mean, he didn't have anything else. Everything was taken unjustly and violently from him. He was taken out of his own land, of his own country, of his family, of his own home. Jerusalem was destroyed. Everything that he was familiar with was gone. He was in a foreign country, different food, different people, different ways and lifestyles and culture. Jeremiah and the people of God had nothing but the Lord. And yet he was still able to declare, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul." And so the question for you and I today is, what does your soul says today? What does your soul says today? What is your soul craving for? What's your soul desiring for? You see, this pandemic and crisis has taken a whole lot from us. But our prayer is that it will not take the Lord out of our lives. That our soul will continue to declare that the Lord is our portion. Ang Panginoon ang lahat para sa atin. Amen? And therefore, I will hope in Him. You see, as long as the Lord is our portion, we have hope. As long as the Lord is our portion, we have hope. 2020 man yan, 2021 man yan, 2022 man yan. I mean, as long as the Lord is our portion, there will always be hope. The Lord who is loving, the Lord who is merciful, the Lord who is faithful. As long as He is our portion, we have hope. Now, what should we do as a people who's the Lord as our portion? Verses 25 to 26 and 28 says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for Him. To the soul who seeks Him, it is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Let him sit alone in silence when it is laid on him." And so as a people who have a relationship with God, as a people who's the Lord as our portion, ano daw po ang gagawin natin? We gotta wait on the Lord. Wait on God. Seek Him. Get alone with God. With all the noise that we're hearing, we got to learn to spend time with God to be able to hear the voice of God. Silence the voice of the world and be receptive to the very voice of God. Kaya nga po, no, this January 11 to 15, napaka-importante po ng prayer, fasting, and consecration. This is a time to wait on the Lord. This is a time to seek Him. This is a time to get alone with God, just jump starting this year of being dependent and just seeking the voice of God. Amen. And so we are encouraging you to please do join us and participate, okay, in our prayer and fasting and consecration. You know, I have one of our friends who supported us in Afghanistan. Tapos yung anak niya, no, nagkaroon na ng asawa and all. And then the quarantine hits, no. And ito po yung testimony niya, no. Si ano po to, Kat Go Ko, no. So ito po yung pangalan niya. Sabi po niya dito, no, basahin ko lang po yung post niya, no. 8 months ago, pandemic happened. And there were many plans delayed, canceled, and jobs frozen. For a month, my husband and I were happily enjoying our time together kasi medyo bagong kasal pa. Until it wasn't fun anymore. Okay, I started doing live videos of me cooking, baking. I tried to make empanada with my brother and it went off really well for a month. Then sales went a little slow. And so my husband asked me to make desserts. At first, I was hesitant because I thought a lot of people were selling cookies, loaves, cakes online already. Pero dahil magaling sa sales yung asawa niya, okay, siya daw po yung magbebenta. And so I started making banana loaves. Sabi ng asawa niya, masarap daw. No? Grabe, napaka-encouraging ng kanyang asawa. And so I started selling and I joined an online group in our village which had 10,000 members. No? And so I just posted my banana loaf and people started to order. I was surprised that they left very good feedbacks on the thread and it started to gain 100 plus orders that same week. And so for a month, I was just selling banana loaves and empanadas. And then my husband, no, yung asawa po niya, again, asked for cookies. Again, very hesitant na naman po siya kasi marami na pong nagbebenta online. And so I made cookies for him. Then I started selling my favorite carrot loaf recipe. And then yung kanya ro mga old clients from Banana Bread tried whatever items they were going to sell. And for that, okay, she was grateful. And then I challenged myself more. Okay, but not only that. Sabi po niya, I challenged myself more and prayed. Okay, she was seeking God that if the Lord deposited in me a skill to make breads, then it will be His ways to bless me. Besides, it is only the Lord who has given us the ability to produce well. And so I tried selling my croissants, and our clients started recommending our bakery, and I started getting more clients through recommendations. No? And so 2 months in selling, someone messaged us on our Facebook page if we can supply pastries for a coffee shop, no? And so we got excited, exchanged messages, and after 3 weeks, we were surprised that the head for the food and beverage department was inside our village looking for our shop. We met him and just gave whatever products we were selling. And that same day, we were called and told us that the president approved our products. And we couldn't believe it. A home-based business being approved by a multi-million company to supply pastries for them. Was it us? Was it because our products were delicious? No, it was the hand of the Lord that led us to where we were supposed to go. But then, challenges came really hard. Challenges came because we needed bigger equipments, more equipment to function, okay, and to be able to deliver. I know I had experience in mass production from the hotels and restaurants I worked when I was younger. And so is my husband. He knows how to plan really well, especially in being efficient. And we needed that. We didn't have money to buy bigger ovens and for all the kitchen stuff. And so ano pong ginawa nila? And so we prayed. So we prayed and we pause for a week, just sitting in silence, seeking God, waiting on God. And we prayed and sought if this was really for us, because if this was for us, we knew that the Lord will provide for us. After all, it was Him who brought the company, okay, sa village po nila, no? And my husband computed the last money we had left and bought a bigger oven. Then we needed a bigger storage, freezers, chillers, and then we prayed again and again. And again, provision came when we were given the go signal by the company to start supplying. We have to deliver to a total of 14 coffee shops with 4 working staff, including myself. We did 3 days straight shift, and my husband doing the delivery alone with just a driver and a van. We had so many mistakes. We wanted to give up because of the pain all over our body. We wanted to stop and sleep, but we kept praying. Again, just seeking God. We kept praying, asking for the Lord's help to deliver, and so we did. It was painful to hear bad feedbacks the first week, but we were so grateful for the company because they still kept working with us and assured us that we are partners that are good for them. Another company asked us to supply to 3 of their coffee shop branches. Fast forwards, we have been supplying for them, and here we are. Tapos sabi po niya, no, this is where the Lord brought us, and I may say that this is literally and figuratively our bread and butter. This is where we get our everyday needs. Our goal now, by the Lord's grace, is to be able to provide jobs and work for other Filipinos who got hit by the pandemic. And that is the bigger picture that the Lord wants for this business. It was pandemic. It was a difficult time. But you know what they did? Whatever that they have, they offered it unto the Lord. The skills and the talents and the resources, they sought God. Okay, they get alone with God. They wait in silence to the Lord. And guess what? The Lord delivered. And the Lord seen them through in this pandemic. Why? Because God is faithful. We can have hope for 2021 because our God is faithful. And then Lamentations 3:31-32. What can we hope on in 2021? For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though He cause grief, He will have compassion. According to the abundance of His steadfast love, it still goes back to the love of God. It still goes back to the mercies of God. And it still goes back to the faithfulness of God. You see, as long as the Lord is our portion, we have hope. As long as we have our loving and merciful and faithful God as our portion, we have hope. Amen. We will be partaking our communion today. This is the last Sunday of the week, of the year. And I just want us to remember the greatest display of God's love and mercy and faithfulness to us. And that's the cross. The greatest act of love. The greatest act of mercy. The greatest display of God's faithfulness to us is right there at the cross. That though we are faithless, God remains faithful. And it was full displayed on the cross. Would you prepare your communion elements, the bread and the cup, and we will just really take this time to thank God. Let's thank God for His saving grace, amen. For saving you, for His forgiveness and mercy that are new every morning. Let's thank God for His sufficient grace, for sustaining us, for providing for us, for protecting us. Okay, that we're still alive today. I mean, imagine you ba yun? What was your feeling last March? Diba? So much uncertainty, so much fear, but yet we're still here today. Just the sufficient and the sustaining grace of God, the enriching grace of God for enabling us not only to be blessed, but to be a blessing to others, that in the midst of these calamities, the Lord has been using you, our church, to continually be a blessing, to continually preach the good news of the gospel to people. Why? Because God is faithful. That's just how amazing God is for us, how loving and merciful and faithful He is. Amen. We will be partaking of our communion. Please get your bread and the cup. Let me read for us 1 Corinthians 11, 23-26. It says here, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, we are just grateful and thankful, Lord, that in the midst of what had happened in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and now December, Lord, one thing is for sure. Lord, you are faithful. Lord, you are loving. Lord, you are merciful. Lord, thank you for your grace in our lives. Your sufficient grace, your sustaining grace, your enabling grace, God. Your enriching grace, God. Lord, we have started with amazing grace last January, and now this December, we are experiencing, Lord, how great and amazing your grace is in our lives. And all of that has been made possible because of what you did for us on the cross. Lord, we remember your body that was broken so that we will be made whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Lord, thank you for the blood that was shed so that not only we will be forgiven of our sins, but so that we will be reconciled with you. Lord, that in the whole of 2021, God, we were not at loss. Lord, we are your sons and your daughters because we have been reconciled with you. And you keep on sustaining us and providing for us and taking care of us. And for that, we are forever grateful. Lord, thank you for what you've done for us on the cross. Lord, thank you for the covenant of blessing, covenant of healing, covenant of divine health. Thank you for the covenant of favor that even as we face 2021, we know and we are certain that you are the Lord, our portion, and we will have hope. Let us partake of the bread and drink from the cup. Amen. God is just good. I believe 2021 will be a breakthrough year for us because the Lord is our portion. We can have hope. Amen. Let's just continue to pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you help us? Lord, even what Kathy had displayed, Lord, that we would be a people, Lord, who would wait on you, that we would be a people who would seek you, that we would be a people who would get alone with you, Lord, to hear from you. Lord, would you give us a heart that would continually pursue you and your plan and your purposes in our lives, that indeed, Lord, we would be able to say, "The Lord is our portion, says my soul." Lord, that's our desire. Lord, that's what we want to happen, that we will know you more, deeper and deeper, even in 2021. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness for 2020. And Lord, we are assured that indeed the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. because great is your faithfulness. Lord, thank you for who you are in our lives. I just want to pray for one last group of people here. If you have been tuning in, and yet you know in your heart that Jesus is not the Lord and the master of your life. You cannot say that the Lord is my portion. Would you just take this time to humble yourself and say, Jesus, God, I need you in my life. Lord, I don't want to be alone. Even as 2021 would go on. Lord, I need you. Lord, would you forgive me? Lord, would you come into my life? Lord, would you save me, God, and reveal yourself to me in a greater way? If you're one of those people, would you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for what you've done for me on the cross. Lord, I repent of all my sins. And Lord Jesus, would you come into my heart, come into my life. Lord, would you help me to know you as my Lord, as the Savior, and the Master of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. God is faithful, amen. Let's have a joy and gladness in our heart even as we celebrate New Year. You know why? Because God remains faithful in our lives. Even as we close this service, let me just speak a blessing to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Happy New Year! See you next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.